This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. Denver District Attorney Beth McCann will not seek re-election in 2024. McCann says she's accomplished what she set out to do in her two terms as the city's chief prosecutor. That includes raising salaries, improving working conditions, and prosecuting police who broke the law. She says she'll continue to tackle some of Denver's biggest safety issues in her final year and a half, including youth violence, gun crime, and the fentanyl crisis. The primary election for DA will take place in June. McCann says the Democratic victor in the primary will almost certainly win the general election. You may have heard some loud thunder around 5 o'clock this morning if you live in or near the Denver metro. Denver 7 meteorologist Mike Nelson says even he was a bit surprised.
The air is relatively dry compared to the Midwest or the East, and so late night thunderstorms don't tend to occur because the atmosphere cools and becomes more stable, and you just don't have that energy in the middle of the night that you will east of here. And so when you get something like that, it does sort of snap you to attention. It's not typical at all.
Across the state, more rain is in the forecast through this evening in Denver and Boulder. There's a severe thunderstorm watch in effect through 9 p.m. Friday has a slight chance of storms for the Denver metro, but the weather should clear up as we head into the weekend. In Grand Junction, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. High close to 100 again tomorrow. Vail and the Central Mountains are in for some rain tonight, overnight as well. This is CPR News. Stick with us for more All Things Considered next. Come to CPR.org for more Colorado news 24/7.